Free speaking Governor Jesse Ventura hasn't won many points for so-called political correctness. Ventura quipped on the David Letterman show that drunken Irishmen planned the city streets of St. Paul, a comment which offended some in the city's large Irish American population. Some Native Americans similarly took offense at Ventura's remarks about treaty hunting and fishing rights.
If those rules apply, then I think they ought to be back in birch bark canoes instead of with 200 horsepower Yamaha engines with fish finders.
Once the courts upheld the treaty rights, the governor implored Minnesotans to honor the decision, but his critics did not retreat. They said his lack of sensitivity continues to be reflected in the makeup of his cabinet. Of his 27 appointments, only one commissioner is a minority. The governor dismisses the criticism as nothing more than personal attacks and says two of his personal advisors are African American. Vivian Jenkins Nelson is president and CEO of Interrace, a cultural and racial education organization based at Augsburg College in Minneapolis. Nelson says the governor's remarks nearly crossed the line of racism.
Well, I tell you what, I don't go around calling people names. I'll give you my definition of a racist, and you can assess your own behavior. And that is, if you have power and you have prejudice, you put those two things together, and you get a racist, you get a sexist, you get whatever ism you want to put together there.
Nelson says the governor's less than thoughtful remarks are troublesome and do nothing to narrow deep divisions between various groups of people in the state. She says it's up to him as the chief executive of Minnesota to bring people together, not push them further apart. But complaints exceed issues of race. The governor had a run-in with a group of college students who rallied on the steps of the state capitol, calling for more state aid and child care. He retreated to his office after a loud argument with Robin Moline of the Minnesota State College Student Association. Ventura had questioned why she was a single parent, and Moline responded by challenging him to walk in her shoes for a day. Moline says she agrees with the governor that people should be self-reliant, but says he should understand that sometimes people need government's help.
So many things can happen in people's lives. I mean, maybe a spouse passed away. Maybe there was abuse. Maybe things just didn't work out. Maybe, you know, who knows what could have happened. The point is that sometimes things do happen, and I think we need to be supportive, you know, of people that are trying to go out and better their lives, and especially, you know, better the lives of their children.
State Human Services Commissioner Michael O'Keefe says the governor's budget provides adequate funding for programs geared at families whose resources aren't meeting their basic needs. O'Keefe takes issue with critics who say the governor is fraying the safety net.
No, I mean, the whole Minnesota's version of welfare reform is in place. The legislator funded and the governor recommended substantial support for child care as a part of that, and has supported additional child care. And in terms of the very purpose of the $600 million endowment for the Families Foundation is to provide resources for local nonprofits to assist families with coping with the transition to employment, dealing with their needs.
In his own defense, Governor Ventura says he was elected because he is always himself, even if that means some people are offended when he speaks his mind.
When you speak freely and loosely and speak your mind, certainly sometimes you're going to say things that you probably think later, God, I sure put my foot in my mouth on that one. But you know what? Like I say, don't judge me by what I say. Judge me by what I do. Judge me by my budget. Judge me about what I stand for and what really affects the people of Minnesota.
And his advice to those who have been offended by some of his comments? Ventura says they should not lose their sense of humor. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.